It's Friday, March 10th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: AI adoption and challenges across education, radio, and industry with calls for regulation, and some tech updates. SSDs have a lower failure rate than disk drives, TeamViewer focuses on AR, and SaaS cost optimization trends. This is the Business of Tech. Shocking no one, I wanted to bookend this week with another AI segment. There's been a lot. There's first data on the sentiment in education on ChatGPT, quoting Axios. The February 2nd to 7th survey of 1,000 teachers and 1,000 students found high levels of adoption, with teachers relying on ChatGPT more heavily than students. 51% of teachers reported using ChatGPT, with higher usage among Black at 69% and Latino 69% at educators. Teachers say they're using it for lesson planning, 30%, coming up with creative ideas for classes, 30%, and building background knowledge for lessons and classes, 27%. A third of students, 12 through 17, say they've used ChatGPT for school, 33%, including 47% of those 12 through 14. Another industry is getting an AI infusion: radio. Futuri launched RadioGPT, a radio platform powered by AI. It scans online news sources and social media to identify topics and trends in local markets, generates scripts for broadcast, and delivers those on air by AI-generated personalities. Microsoft is making ChatGPT available in its Azure OpenAI service, allowing integration for developers and businesses. The company has also integrated it with Power Platform, including Power Virtual Agent and AI Builder. And we're expecting more in a March 16 event focused on the future of work with AI. That's usually code for their productivity tools. They also announced an AI assistant, Dynamics 365 Copilot, for applications that handle sales, marketing, and customer service tasks. Slack, too, is getting in on the game. The announcement of a ChatGPT bot for Slack coming soon. They're owned by Salesforce, who is bringing their Einstein GPT across their product set. And speaking of Salesforce, they surveyed IT leaders. Nearly 3 in 5 executives believe generative AI is a potentially game-changing technology, and 1/3 say it's overhyped. 2/3 of executives say they're prioritizing business use of the technology in the next 18 months, and 1/3 of leaders say generative AI is a top priority. And if we're looking for the challenges, a survey by Rackspace gives some. Issue or obstacle most often faced is a shortage of skilled talent, cited by 67%, followed by algorithm or model failure, 61%, and cost of implementation, 57%. To address these issues, 82% of respondents said they had tried recruiting employees with AI and machine learning skills in the past 12 months, while 86% have grown their AI and machine learning workforce in the past 12 months. Weighing in, too, is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They are calling for regulation of artificial intelligence technology to ensure it does not hurt growth or become a national security risk. And earlier this week, I mentioned an alleged celebrity mode inside Bing's new chat feature that allowed you to talk to virtual representations of celebrities. Microsoft says Bing has no celebrity mode. The model was hallucinating. Why do we care? The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is not known for being pro-regulation. This story is told in 3 parts. Specific examples of AI being used in industry, the rapid development of new solutions to consider in those industries, and the challenges to overcome to take advantage. It's a fire hose to drink from, and it also looks like the services opportunity of the future. Let's end the week with a potpourri of resources and data. First, new Backblaze data has found that its SSD annual failure rate was 0.9% compared to 1.6% for disk drives, a difference of 0.66 percentage points. The other data point, smart data used for drive state reporting, is applied inconsistently across manufacturers, making it useless for comparisons. TeamViewer has revamped its partner program and focuses on its augmented reality business. The new program includes its remote connectivity partners, yet extends to services opportunities in the AR space. I spotted, and it was reinforced by a listener, some research in TechCrunch related to SaaS cost optimization and management. The approach broke down the space into three categories of product: cloud infrastructure cost optimization and management, vendor stack cost optimization and management, and next generation financial planning and analysis tools. Now, why do we care? The first two felt important and tactical, and I'll dwell a moment on the third. The cloud being the direction of services, there's an ever-increasing number of players in the management space. I noted the lack of channel focus for most of these companies in this report. Or, told another way, the research considers companies not in the channel space to be the leaders. Take that both ways, and note that it remains an unanswered question for providers. Every 3 years, Carl Polichuk and Small Biz Thoughts bring you a spectacular two-day online conference, and they do it right. Mark your calendars and plan to join on May 17th and 18th at the SMB Online Conference 2023. Two full days of content, more than a dozen speakers, a special Killing It Live podcast recording, and much more. Save $100 by registering today at smbonlineconference.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Today, National Freelancers Day, and I want to thank mine since I use several to help with the production of this show. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into digital detox and how it's delivered as a service. And I'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Today, National Dishwasher Appreciation Day. Yeah, that's an appliance I can get behind. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.